You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. Good morning. Pastor Trevor is in the studio. He's a young man. Kind of looks like an artist. He's got frazzled hair.
Frazzled hair.
A semi-beard. Reminds me of a young Bob Dylan there.
Sure, there you go.
He's out on the street, was just helping a lady with a broken-down car and taking someone else to
I got in the back of a trunk.
The back of a trunk.
Yeah. That's the hair explanation.
What do you call it? The recovery center. You took a lady to a recovery center. But anyway, it's good to have you here. He also adopted two children.
Well, my wife and I foster. We foster through four kids. It's a Christian.
You have four at your house now.
If they feel like four, we have twins. We have twins, a boy and a girl. Four Kids is the name of a Christian foster agency here in Florida. It actually started with Calvary Chapel of Fort Lauderdale many years ago, and my wife's sister-in-law, her brother's wife, was a Four Kids foster child, and so we were inspired, talking with her, talking with other family, to do fostering. So we have two little children that are 3 and a half. We had them for a year. Our hope is adoption. I mean, reunification is always number one, but these children need a safe home, so...
Okay,
if we can be that
one
home,
thing
that's
for, the one thing safety, I understand, but putting them in a home, then you fall in love with them, they fall in love with you, and then a year later, you got to say goodbye.
You know,
I just don't know. My nephew, who was adopted and found us later on through Me3 or whatever is what's that thing you go through when you find
23andMe.
And the other one. What's the other one? Anthropology, not anthropology. What was it? Whatever it is.
Yeah, there's all these genetic testing.
Yeah, and, yeah.
People and find then, each other through that, right?
I know, but he's anti adoption, and yet he was adopted. And I have a niece who also.
Yeah, right.
My brother was very what's the word when you very strong as far as multiple women back in the 60s. All of a sudden, all these kids are popping up. Finding Uncle Rhett.
Oh boy!
But my brother's long gone from the earth, you know. Well, but anyway, so this is great that you're.
It's good, and there is attachment, and you know, just like anything that would come from the Lord. I mean, if He's tasked you with a mission to do, and if it's short term, if it's long term, I mean, you have to trust God's sovereign plan. If they were to go back, or if they stay with you, but it's still crushing, you know.
So it's good to have you in here, and you're the pastor of what church?
Morning Star Church.
In Vero Beach, Florida. Where's it located?
We're right in front of the Timber Ridge neighborhood, right off Oslo, west of Dixie.
South Vero, okay.
South Vero, yeah.
And easy to get to if you're coming up or down on 95, get off at Indrio Road and head north a little bit, and then you'll find it, right?
Yep, yeah.
Okay, and you brought in for show and tell your
This is one of my good friends, you know. This is one of my elders, Pastor Reverend Rainwater. You know, he went into retirement, and the first thing I did when I came to Vero as the newly ordained pastor is I brought him out of retirement.
Oh, were you the pastor of the same church?
No, a different church.
Okay, what kind of a church?
Presbyterian Church in Chattahoochee, Florida.
Oh, really? Where's Chattahoochee?
Chattahoochee is northwest of Tallahassee, about an hour.
Oh, nice territory. That's really southern Alabama, isn't it? Don't they refer to it as that?
I was going to say,
southern Georgia, sometimes Alabama, yes.
A little closer to the mic, please.
Yes, it's both of those, yes.
Okay. And what kind of a church is that you'd...
It's a Presbyterian church.
Yeah, but I mean, so they're not really charismatic or
No, they're not charismatic.
Conservative,
Are you charismatic?
No, I have a lot of charismatic
Pentecostal,
friends.
Semi, or no?
Well, listen,
I'm trying to categorize, because it's like today, well, are you here? Are you gray? Are you black? Are you white? Are you somewhere in the middle?
There's always going to be a lens in which we look through scriptures. Everyone's got a different perspective, maybe something they highlight on, you know, but our church, which is really his church, is the ARP, is Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. A lot of Presbyterian churches are based out of Scottish missions to the United States.
Are you Scottish?
Yes.
You look Scottish.
Got a lot of Scott in my
That's what
Scottish
you look
and
like.
Swedish.
I see that.
So it used to be. So Ray Bourne was Ray Byrne.
Were your parents born here or no?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't really matter to the listenership. Let's get on the stuff that does count. Okay. How did you come to know Jesus Christ?
So I came to know the Lord about 14 years ago.
Yeah.
It was
only 14 years ago, and you're how old now?
34. So I was about 20, 21 when I came to Jesus. And, you know, I grew up in a home where I was like a Christian. I was a Christmas and Easter Christian. I thought that was all. As long as you hit those two highlights, you're good with
and
God.
You're kind of like safe. No, no.
But you go through college. I went to Florida Atlantic University.
What did you study?
I studied microbiology.
Okay. Oh.
And, you know, I bought the whole, you know, just give enough thing a time and chance and you'll see the world just come to be as it is. But when you look at the tiniest cells, when you look at how these little microorganisms just live out their everyday life, and they look like little cities when you zoom in on them. And
they'll take a picture of a what do you call it, an atom within an atom.
They've got
molecule
this huge,
in a molecule.
They have electrospectroscopy and all this kind of stuff that can really zoom in on the atom. But I was just saying that, you know, we studied in organic chemistry that one small amino acid changes everything, you know. And it for us to think that life just happened over a bunch of billions and billions of years, I didn't think that there was enough time and enough chance, even if you gave the universe 100 billion years to work with, to get to where we are today. So I said, somebody made us. That was the first thing that kind of came from my secular mind. I think things were made.
Okay, so what I want to know is, in this first segment, we need to get to the gist of your born-again experience. So here you're a man of intellect. Most people idolize their intellect. That is their God. It even is written in the scriptures, the mind of man is enmity with the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of people rely on their intellect, and essentially they think they're God.
Right.
So you are your own God. You're thinking you're a microbiologist. What happens next?
So not being exactly happy with my life. I mean, I never felt fulfilled. You know, there's nothing that made me feel like at the end of the day, I feel accomplished.
Okay.
What is this all that there is
there's
in life?
There's an emptiness within
there's
you.
A little emptiness. And so I taught with a few friends, some Buddhist friends, some Hindu friends, some Jewish friends, and some Christian friends. And I met this girl in my physics class, and I knew she was a Christian. And she was the one who I first asked her, I said, if there's a God out there, and he's supposed to be a good God, that's what I wanted to know, if God was good. I said, why would a good God ask Abraham to go kill his only son, Isaac?
No.
And she stopped me right there in my tracks. And she said, I want you to talk with these guys on our campus. And this is why campus ministry is so important. But they got me plugged into a Bible study. That Bible study got me plugged into attending church. And after,
so you were hungry for truth.
Yes,
seeker.
Absolutely. And
you will find me if you seek me, when you seek me with all your heart.
But you know, you can't think your way into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know?
You can't think
your way.
Yes, you're right.
You can't think your way into a relationship.
So many people have friends, you know, a 90-year-old lady. Yeah, that's it. They're trying to think themselves into it.
And
instead of what? Surrendering.
And honestly, in a worship service, that's where I felt the Holy Spirit change my heart. And I came running, you know.
Okay, so you go, you go forward at a service?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you have a miraculous encounter? Did you feel a peace,
I think just a joy. You know, a real joy.
And you know it was supernatural.
You know, if you want to call it that, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit. It's not natural.
No, it's not
but
natural.
Yeah, this fullness, this completeness, this joy, and feeling like that I have a eternal home, heaven, is what just, it makes you want to live every day.
You know, okay, so you and I had similar experiences. I did not believe in Jesus at all. I was into Eastern religions until I was 29. Finally, a friend of mine got born again. He says, I'm a witness. So what's a witness? He said, well, I'm a witness for Jesus Christ. Well, he was my number one witness. He was much younger than I, played bass. And we record in the studio, and I would look at Bobby Vendetta. I'd look over. I watched him by the corner of my eye for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a witness because I said, he's changed. Okay.
You know what the Greek word is for witness?
What?
Marteo.
And means?
Martyr. One who's willing to die.
So we're running low on time. I got to get this out. Okay. So I call upon the name of Jesus. Anyway, I get up one morning and I said, you know, okay, I believe in you. Nothing happens. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Nothing happens. I'm yelling at the ceiling. Finally, I said, I'm a fool to not live with God. Who am I? You created me. I surrender my life to you. Boom. And that's when I had what you had. Mm-hmm. I sat down in the rocking chair. I said, this is what the black folks are talking about. I thought joy and happiness were synonyms. This was joy unspeakable. I went, wow, you are real.
Yeah.
And so you and I had that similar thing. What concerns me, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, is this. How do we help our friends? Because you have some people like you. I mean, it's hard for me to believe you as an unsaved person, because I've known you now for years, that you are saved and you're on fire for the Lord and you're a young pastor. Okay. But other people, like I got this 90-year-old friend, and she's just, like you said, she intellectually is trying to find her way to Christ. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen. It's a supernatural thing. What's the name of your church?
Morning Star Church.
Morning Star.
We're located right in South Vero, off Oslo, just west of Dixie.
Okay, and I know you help people. You helped a young lady over the weekend get into a recovery center.
I like to think of a pastor without borders.
So somebody wants to contact you, what is your personal cell number?
So you can call me. My cell phone number is 561, South Florida boy, 561-512-5115. It goes directly to my cell phone.
And if you were to describe your church, how would you describe it? Pentecostal or walking the edge? Do you believe in the spirit? Conservative or
biblical, conservative, reformed, Presbyterian, Christ-centered. I would say we are a reformed, Presbyterian, Christ-centered church. That Jesus is at the center of everything we do. And that's a whole conversation for later about the way of which the Western church is going. Could we even call them churches?
There's a lot to talk about because you were into biology. So was my brother before me. He was smarter than me, 4.5 years older than me, and always the A student. But now they have equipment that can see molecules within molecules. We know that on your body right now, you have more beings than mm-hmm. there are people on the earth, billions.
We're more germs than we are people.
Yeah, I mean, if we knew, it's just so wildly incredible. This desk is moving, though it appears to be standing still. Mm-hmm. It's just the craziest, wildest adventure. So, gonna take a little break. Folks, someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness, as it's written. Give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. To hear the rest of this interview, tune in this afternoon from 3 to 4.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Good afternoon, and God bless you. And I thank the entire 89.9 radio station. Thank you for being such a blessing to me and my husband and our entire family every day, 24 hours a day. God bless you all for being such an inspiration in our life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Father, let the world just fade away. Let me feel your presence in this place. Lord, I've never been so weary. How I need to know you're near me. Father, let the world just fade away. Till